Thank you so much for joining me on NITV Radio today.
Oh, you're more than welcome, Luana. Thanks for having me.
So NCIE has been really busy in the lead up to Christmas with the toy drive, the Christmas party, and the Young, Fit and Deadly Christmas dinner. What does this time of year represent for NCIE and the community that you serve?
Yeah, look, so Christmas is really important time for us at NCIE because it's about the connection, the care, and making sure that our community feels very supported and celebrated. This year, NCIE Christmas Party is one of the several activations that we've done in the lead up to the holidays. Alongside that, we've been running the NCIE Toy Drive, which has been incredibly successful. We've also hosted a Christmas dinner for our kids to wrap up the program. So all these activations are about creating safe and welcoming spaces where our mob can feel, safe and come together and share a meal, have a yarn, have a laugh, and feel that sense of belonging. Because we know sometimes this time of year can be really tough for some families. So, and also after what happened on the weekend, yeah, it's really good that we come together and we nurture each other. So, yeah, lots happening here at the moment, which has been great.
And as you mentioned, the toy drive started on the 1st and runs to the 19th of December and brought together individuals, families, schools, businesses, and organisations. What stood out to you about the way community are coming together this year?
Oh, look, the toy drive has honestly been a highlight of this year for us. The generosity from our community, the partners, our supporters has been overwhelming. I've got my team here wrapping presents now. There are so many gifts for, our beautiful kids in Jarjums and community. It's, yeah, like we have been absolutely overwhelmed just from the support from so many people out there. It's so good to see. It's beautiful. And we know that our kids won't go without this year due to, such beautiful people, and the generosity of community. So it's been huge.
And there have been, as you mentioned, lots and lots of presents that have been donated and that will be distributed to families. What does this kind of impact mean for families, especially at Christmas time?
Well, we know, as I said earlier, that it can be such a tough time of year. There's that pressure on families, to give their kids a lovely Christmas and to ensure that they have gifts. So, we know now that we can really help our families and the community really achieve that. And as I said, make sure that our kids won't go without and they wake up with a smile and unwrap all the presents that they should. So yeah, it's going to be beautiful.
And there's been lots of sponsors and partners and just everyday community members that have dropped off gifts. How important is it for the families to see that broader community support?
I think it's really important that they know that, there is a huge amount of support out there for the community. I think sometimes, the community can think that maybe, not everyone's with us or supporting us. So to really see that firsthand, I think it's huge. And it really starts to, I guess, like create a new narrative, for our community about, what support is out there for us. So it's been massive.
And on Wednesday evening, you guys hosted the Christmas dinner. Why
We did.
is creating welcoming and culturally safe spaces like this, such a key part of NCIE's work?
Look, that's why we exist. That's where we're here to serve the community. NCIE's, it's a healing place. It's a place where, mob can come and, they feel culturally safe here, and we can just operate and have fun how we should. So it's crucial that, we create that safe space for our mob. We have a beautiful feed for them. They come in, they celebrate, they laugh. They take the kids home full and, hopefully have a good night's sleep after it. So, yeah, it's crucial for us that we continue to run those types of dinners and events.
And the NCIE Christmas party is another massive event that's happening this season as well, which is on Friday, the 19th of December. What role do these gatherings play in reinforcing, culture and belonging?
Look, so the Christmas party is going to be a really fun family-friendly event. As you said, it's happening this Friday from 5:30 to 9:30. There's lots going on here that we offer our kids and community. There's something for everyone, for our kids, our parents, aunts, uncles, carers. It's all about celebrating together and enjoying a festive season, and just like wrapping up a massive year that we've had. We've got an outdoor movie. We're playing The Grinch, so mob can bring their blanket and get cozy and watch an outdoor movie once the sun goes down. So the kids, we're playing Oztag games. The pool will be open. We'll have ice cones. There'll be fairy floss. There'll be popcorn. We'll have a free sausage sizzle and salads and things like that. So again, it's just about how we create that, I guess, like relaxed and really joyful atmosphere where mob can come and hang around for hours and enjoy.
It sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, and I know a lot of people are looking forward to it. But as we did speak about, this year's Christmas period does come at a difficult time for many, particularly following the events in Bondi on Sunday. How does collective care and community-led support help people through moments like this?
Look, I think we just offer a safe space where the mob can come and, share their feelings, their emotions, have a yarn, feel connected. So, a lot of our mob out there, they might be on their own. So, having that sense of, connectivity with the mob and just feeling like they're a part of the family and just having that whole sort of Redfern community come together, I think it's crucial. We have to keep operating how we would. So, because if we don't, our lives start to change and we're isolated again. So we absolutely have to make sure that, mob feel safe here, connected, and but also a place where they can come and heal and have a yarn if they're feeling no good as well. So it's important for us.
And as NCIE wraps up 2025, what continues to drive the organization's commitment to your cultural strength and community connection and well-being into the new year?
Yeah, look, I think what really drives us is the impact that, our programs and, the fitness and the aquatics side have on our mob. I guess we're changing the narrative in terms of health outcomes. We're nurturing our kids and we're mentoring our kids to, to again change that narrative. They're feeling, self-determined, they're feeling that sense of pride in their culture, and that's why NCIE was built, and that's why we exist to to keep that pride and have that those really great health outcomes that we see constantly here. So it's the work that we do, we know it's having an impact in community, and we know it's crucial that we we continue to operate and to serve the community in that way that we do. So.
And finally, what would you like to say to everyone who supported the NCAE Toy Drive and the Christmas activations this year?
Oh, look, just a massive, massive thank you. The generosity has been overwhelming. Please know that, what you gave to the toy drive will make such an impact in the community, with the families that we work with and the children. It's huge. Like, I have been blown away by the huge amount of support that we've received. You will change Christmas for many families this year. So please know that it will have such an impact, and just a huge thank you again.
Well, thank you so much, Grant, for coming on NITV Radio today to chat about this. It's all such important work, especially at Christmas time. It can be a really difficult time for a lot of people. So I know that this would bring a smile to, families' faces and the kids, which is so important. And hopefully everyone can get down to on, sorry, not tomorrow, on Friday, at 5:30 at NCIE.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Everyone's welcome, and appreciate the yarn.